Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 61, and the whisper menu for tonight includes a curious quote about expectations and disappointment. And in the meta chat, I'll be sharing feedback from Chris, Hootie, Witty Whitney, Attack Cactus, Elfie, Slingshot, Gabgoozle, T2X Diesel, C. Miller, Ricott 07, Library Lady, Kipperdoodle, Timber Vibe, Wendelova, Chris, Caitlin, Claudette, and Rich. And then I'll finish with a fade out, which will be a guided relaxation written by Jadium. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. I know I've said that so many times, and it still makes me smile and giggle, because I do think it's silly. So, if it amuses you, it also amuses me. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com. And my website is sleepwhispers.com. And if you poke around, oh, that's a bad sign. I'm already messing up my words. And if you poke around on my website or in the show notes of each episode, you'll find links to all sorts of fun, interesting, and maybe even weird stuff. All right. Now on to my whispered ramblings and whispered readings. Tonight's curious quote is from William Shakespeare, and it's from Sonnet 94. Four sweetest things turned sourest by their deeds. Lilies that fester smell far worse than weeds. I think this is a very insightful sonnet or quote. I'm not a Shakespeare fan, so most of the time I don't understand Shakespeare is saying, but this one jumped out to me when I first read it, and to me it clearly is about expectations and disappointment. I think literally it means that you have a high expectation that a lily will smell good, and a low expectation that a weed will smell good. So if a lily goes sour and smells bad, then that is a horrible thing. But if a weed goes sour and smells bad, then that is a minor concern because you kind of expect that of a weed. I often notice this kind of trend of high expectations and high disappointment with movies and books and music. If someone really raves about a movie or a band or something, then they set my expectation really high. And then if I end up not liking it, then it just feels so disappointing. But the real problem I have, well, meaning my problem, is with other people and my expectations for them. I'm lucky because I do have many lilies in my life, meaning kind, smart people. And because they're so kind and smart and helpful, and they're just so consistent in their character and wisdom, that I have high expectations of them. So sometimes I get really frustrated or disappointed because they temporarily deviate for one small moment from being that consistently amazing person. And then I feel this strong and stressful emotion build up. So I have to remind myself that I'm not perfect, and they're not perfect. And the only reason that I'm feeling stress is because I have so much love or admiration for them. It really is a silly catch-22, because people I don't love or I don't admire or I don't know well don't stress me out in a similar way, because I don't really have high expectations of them. So I just have to remind myself that if they were not so wonderful, smart, and kind, then I would not be disappointed. It's the folly of having high expectations. No one is disappointed by a weed that smells bad, but it is a tragedy for a lily to smell bad. I try to, and I want to remind myself of how unfair that is. I need to, and I want to be better at loving others for everything they do and everything they've ever done, not just for what is happening in a single moment. Yeah. All right, that's all I have to say about that. All right, on to the meta chat. All right, I have lots of feedback in tonight's meta chat, and I'll be sharing feedback from Chris, Hootie, Winnie Whitney, Attack Cactus, Elfie, Slingshot, Capgoozle, T2X Diesel, C. Miller, Ricot07, Library Lady, Kipperdoodle, Timber Vibe, Wendelova, Chris, Caitlin, Claudette, and Rich. And I'm going to start by sharing two emails which I received from Chris, and it's kind of that something funny happened and it's embarrassing, so I kind of messed up on something, and alright, I'll just share it with you. Alright, the backstory is with the first email, and I received an email from Chris, and here is just like part of this first email. FYI, my three kids love to listen to you to fall asleep. Very, very calming to a wound up mind when it's bedtime. They know your opening comments by heart. Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris. They say it with me in unison. Keep up the good work, and throw a shout out to Roman, Madeline, and Graham on a future podcast if you would. they would be totally amazed to hear their names if you did. I was so excited when I received this email from Chris. And I had this visual of Chris snuggling up with three children while they all listened to Sleep Whispers. And if you heard my prior episode, number 60, where I did the Whisperpedia benefits of sleep, I put in that shout out. Alright, so the embarrassing part was revealed to me in a follow-up email I received from Chris after Chris and the three children heard that episode. Here's the email I received from Chris. That was awesome. My kids were beside themselves to hear their names called out on your podcast. So, so cool. They will remember this forever. Thank you so much for that, Harris. What's especially noteworthy is you said their mom told you about their avid listening. But my name is Christopher. LOL. It's their dad that did this. They laughed so hard when I explained what an androgynous name meant and how you thought I was a girl. Ha. Was a great night. Thanks a ton. I don't think Christopher could have written a kinder email that just so gently pointed out my blunder. And I mean, my only defense is that Christopher signed his initial email Chris. But what I did wrong was I made the obviously wrong assumption that Chris was their mom and not their dad, and I'm so sorry for that. So thank you, Chris, for being so forgiving. And I'm happy everyone was able to laugh about it. And hello again to Roman, Madeline, and Graham, and to your dad, father, man, big boy, daddy dude. Alright, I'm also going to share some reviews I received in the US iTunes store. This first one was from Hootie. And here's what it says. This podcast is great. It will help you fall asleep. The whispering and content are very relaxing. He has great microphones so there is no fuzzy feedback. I never last more than 15 to 30 minutes, so one episode lasts me a few days. Harris is also very receptive to feedback. He has a survey and makes changes based on feedback trends. Thank you, Hootie. And yes, I'm going to say your full iTunes username. It's Hootie. So it's Hootie with 4,000 Y's at the end. Thank you, Hootie, for appreciating my recording equipment. I'm trying not to talk about my equipment as much as I have in the past, but seeing how you brought it up, I actually bought another preamp device last week, and I spent all of yesterday doing testing with it. So I tested with different recorders and different microphones, and then I compare it to other preamps that I have. And even though there were reviews I read that said the preamps in this new device I had should be better than the other device I had, in the end, it just didn't sound as good. So I ended yesterday with bundling it all back up into its original packaging and printing out a return label. And it's going back. The next review I received is from Witty Whitney. And here's what it says. Fantastic podcast and sleep aid. I've tried many other relaxation and sleep aid podcasts, and this is by far the best one. Harris, the host, is absolutely fantastic at what he does. I've been listening from almost the first episode, and this always helps me relax and fall asleep. He also diligently responds to the feedback from his listeners and changes his show to best suit his listeners. He now has different styles of podcast episodes that suit their various preferences, and I couldn't be more grateful for this. Sleep Whispers is the one way I am guaranteed to be able to relax and fall asleep. I can't recommend this enough. Thank you, Witty Whitney. And it's so good to hear that you like the different episode styles I do. I was really nervous when I first deviated from doing only like menu style episodes, even though it was based on listener feedback, as you mentioned. But I know that change is not always well received by everyone. But so far, it really has gone well. And it's been a great surprise. And so, thank you for sharing those thoughts. It makes me feel more confident that I have made good changes in the podcast. The next review is from Attack Cactus. And here's what it says. Wonderfully long episodes and very relaxing. Thank you for the review, Attack Cactus. I don't know if irony is the right word, but your iTunes username makes you sound quite scary. Well, I don't know, maybe not. I think if I visualize an attack cactus, I more so visualize like a cartoon kind of thing that, or maybe I know what I visualize, it's more like a game that you would download from the App Store called Attack Cactus. And I realize now that I keep saying that word, your name, and now I'm worried that at this point some of my listeners are deeply asleep, but they're incorporating your name into their dreams, and they're going to have bad dreams about this prickly plant chasing them. I just need to come up with something to get into their dreams really quick, something pleasant. Fluffy kitten playing with a peacock feather. Fluffy kitten playing with a peacock feather. Fluffy kitten playing with a peacock feather. All right, that should kind of buffer anyone who's incorporating my words into their dreams. The next review is from Elfie. And here's what it says. Great, healthy sleep aid. This well-organized podcast manages to be fun, light entertainment that sends me gently to sleep. I often listen multiple times, even though the content is interesting because Harris's voice is so soothing. I usually fall asleep 10 or 15 minutes into the show. It's quite addicting, and definitely a 5-star podcast. Elfie, thank you for your wonderful review. and for calling my podcast well organized. I do try to prep things ahead of time so I can keep a certain flow to the podcast. I pull together like any new emails, reviews, and survey responses, and then I double check to make sure I didn't already share them on the podcast. And I know that someday I'm going to mess up. And because as Roman, Madeline, Graham, and their dad, father, big boy, daddy, dude will tell you, I am not always as diligent as I should be. The next review was from Slingshot. And here's what it says. Every time, without fail, Harris helps me shut off my brain. He quiets the questions and wafts away the worries. A great podcast for those who have trouble switching off. Thanks, Harris. Slingshot, you have a way with words. Wafts away the worries. I get a visual of a little dark thundercloud being slowly pushed away by a gentle breeze that would almost kind of make a good guided relaxation. It's kind of a comforting visual. The next review I received was from Gap Goozle. And here's what it says. Best podcast to go to sleep. I love it. Helps me to relax and go to sleep in no time. Thank you, Gap Goozle. And your username intrigues me. It's funny, a lot of you have these curious and interesting usernames. I even recently received an email from Jadium, who writes some of the relaxation scripts, and he even commented that he loves hearing all the different and interesting usernames that a lot of you have. Alright, so when I hear Gap Goozle, here's my visual. A magical creature with large eyes and soft fur, but very small, would fit in the palm of my hand. And as I held Gap Goozle, it would tickle my hand and make me giggle. I'm smiling just thinking of that little visual. The next review is from T2X Diesel. And here's what it says. I stumbled across this podcast one night when I was going through a spell of insomnia. I have to say, I don't think I've ever made it through a full episode in one listen, as I normally fall fast asleep before it ends. Give it a try. Thank you, T2X. And I like how you ended your review with, give it a try. I'm not so confident or bold, I would assume, that this podcast would be helpful to everyone. But, yeah, I think giving it a try is a good idea. And if someone doesn't like this podcast, then there are still so many other podcasts that may be helpful to them. I guess podcasts are like a candy store, and you should try many before or until you find your favorites. But don't eat too much candy. The next review is from C. Miller. And here's what it says. Great podcast. Informative and relaxing. Easy to listen to, and even easier to relax and fall asleep to. Thank you, C. Miller. I do try to make the podcast informative and relaxing. And I wonder if the Whisperpedia episodes do this the best. And your brain is probably like mine. My brain just can't be told to relax. It sort of needs something to chew on, which then distracts it from thinking about other things. And then that is what helps me fall asleep. The next review is from Rakot07. And here's what it says. Great for help with falling asleep. I actually haven't ever gotten through a complete episode. The whispering is so relaxing that I'm usually out by the second section. And this is a bonus. This means I can replay episodes and they sound brand new. I find myself getting woken up by other podcasts, either due to a noise in the production or just due to the pitch or tone of the speaker. But with Sleep Whispers, this never seems to be the case. Harris is whispering. It is perfect for falling asleep to. I definitely recommend it. Forgot you so nailed. One of my big objectives, which I know I don't always do perfectly, but I do try to be very careful of any abrupt, jarring, or disruptive sounds. I want my podcast to have a rhythm and quiet consistency to it, as I think that is what sort of hypnotizes the brain into relaxation. Whereas any sudden noises can tend to alert the brain. I think I'm slowly getting better at this. It is, I guess, still a work in progress. The next review is from Hey Library Lady. And here's what it says. So happy it works for me. I would never have believed it. For example, some guy whispering incessantly about how far out pi can be calculated. While it seems kind of offbeat, it works for me. Lulls me to sleep, whether or not I actually pay attention to the content. Love it. Okay, Library Lady, I have only one thing to say to you, and I think you know what I'm about to say. Here it is. 3, 2, 3. I can't continue. I had like 20 more digits prepared. Okay, I can't. I'll just get myself into a laughing fit. Next review is from K Kipperdoodle 56. And here's what it says. Best medicine for insomnia. If you are reading reviews to see if you might be interested in this podcast, I urge you to give it a try. Harris has a unique style that both makes me smile and puts me to sleep. Here's why. I listen to this podcast on two different levels. First is Harris's sweet, straightforward, intelligent, and funny persona. He has great insights and observations about life and character, and his comments are often thought-provoking. The stuff he whispers about catches my attention and helps me let go of the day. Then, there is the utterly relaxing sound of Harris's whispered voice. It carries me the rest of the way to sleep. I've struggled with insomnia all my life, and this is the best medicine I've found. Thank you for your delightful review, Kipperdoodle, and I am with you. I have always struggled to fall asleep, you know, ever since I've been a little kid. My brain just wants to jump up and play when my body should be shutting down and going to sleep. My brain is sort of like, it's like a little hyperactive child standing next to my bed, tugging at my arm while I'm trying to sleep. So thank goodness for all the podcasts out there, because there's many out there that help me and also help others. The next review is from Timber Vibe. And here's what it says. A thoughtful podcast with structure and variety. This is a wonderful podcast for relaxation. I love the calm nature of Harris's personality. It helps me to feel at peace. I like to listen to this podcast the most when I'm drawing or doing a simple, repetitive task at work. It makes me more relaxed than I thought I could ever be in that environment. Thank you for your great review, Timber Vibe. It is so helpful when and others share with me that you listen while working, because I always visualize you and other listeners snuggled in bed. Not the same bed. Individual beds. And this is helpful, like hearing you tell me that you listen at work, because that has an influence on the content I create. Because I think that content like the Whisperpedia episodes may be better to have in the background while you're working than something like the Counting Hypnopoem. I think the Counting Hypnopoem is better for when you're really committed to falling asleep and you want that very repetitive type of content. So anyway, I don't know if that's right, but visualizing you drawing or being at work and working helps me just think about the content I create and what might be helpful for people in different listening situations. The next review I received is from Wendolova. And here's what it says. Quick passage to the land of Nod. This is the most effective and enjoyable sleep aid podcast I've found. Harris, the personable host, combines a warm and soothing style with content just interesting enough to engage, but not so stimulating that it keeps you awake. I'm not sure how he manages to balance these contradictory elements so beautifully, but as a chronic insomniac, I'm grateful for his skill. Though new shows only come out once a week, it's enough, since I don't usually last more than 5 minutes. I find myself re-listening during the day for the sake of the content. Harris is a gentle, an unpresumptuous philosopher with a charming sense of humor. His candor and humility are a big part of the appeal of this podcast. There is no self-promotion at all. In fact, the identity of the host is somewhat mysterious. Harris is a middle name. He seemingly creates these shows as a public service. His anecdotal personal stories, inclusion of quotes he's collected over years, and casual and honest observations about life in general all suggest an unpretentious and generous personality. And there is something soothing in that, in and of itself. Sleep whispers is really a remarkable phenomenon, an alchemical combination of elements resulting in sleep magic. Thank you, Harris. Wow. Thank you, Wendelover. You are a very kind and generous soul. I deeply appreciate everything you said. And your reference to alchemy is such a good comparison, not just for my podcast, but for a lot of ASMR type of content. Alchemy is the classical attempt to turn less valuable metals into gold. And ASMR artists are sort of turning boring and mundane things like folding napkins or reading stereo instructions into helpful and valuable content for people struggling with stress or falling asleep or other stuff. So wow, Wendelova, I really appreciate, love, and even admire that comparison you made to alchemy. I'd never heard that before for any kind of like ASMR kind of content. This conversion of something boring into something helpful. That's just a great word for it. Oh, thank you to everyone who has written an iTunes review. I really appreciate that. And if anyone else is interested in rating and reviewing this podcast, there's a link in the show notes and on the website that you can use. All right, on to survey feedback. I've now received a total of 47 responses to the new and improved survey. And I finished sharing all the survey stats. So maybe I'll find some other podcast-related stats to share in future episodes. Since the last survey update, I've received 4 new survey responses from Chris, Caitlin, Claudette, and Rich. And I'll share their feedback about the podcast, and some also have some relaxation tips for you. Here's feedback about the podcast I received from Chris. I really enjoy the tuck-in. The ritual of it puts me in a relaxed place because I know exactly what's coming, and it helps my mind to turn off a bit. There are nights where I'm listening and the ducking starts, and I fall asleep before you get to the fade out, which makes me happy the next day because I get to try the whole thing over again. Chris didn't have any relaxation tips, but Chris, it was great to hear how much you like the tuck-in. When I first started the podcast, I was worried about the repetitive nature of the tuck-in. It was going to be the only part, significant part of the podcast that was going to be the same in every episode. But I get consistently positive feedback about the tuck-in. And I think you nailed the reason for that with one word: ritual. Ritual is something we need as we fall asleep. Our brains don't want to be stimulated with something unexpected, but lulled with something predictable and calming. The next survey response is from Caitlin, and here's what she shared. I really love your podcast. I actually don't think I experience ASMR. I don't think I ever have. But I do find I enjoy certain sounds more than others. For example, I really like the sound of the whispering and the sounds associated with that, like the swallowing, breathing, little chuckles. Your podcast has made me more aware of sounds I like on a day-to-day basis as well. For example, brushing my hair. I know you have received feedback from others that they don't like the curious quote as much as other components of the episode. I wanted to say that I really do like the curious quote. I feel like it's the one small window we have into who you are as a person. I like hearing about your personal take on the quote and what it reminds you of you in your life. For example, cutting the roof off the top of your car. Someone recommended at one point that including positive affirmations would be helpful. I wanted to second that idea. I know for you that was a long time ago, but I just listened to that episode. On the nights, I actually don't listen to the podcast. I usually do silent repetitions of affirmations to help me with self-love and self-acceptance. And here are some relaxation tips from Caitlin. Meditation. I love the Headspace app. In addition, repeating silent affirmations to myself. Thank you for all your kind words and encouraging feedback, Caitlin. And specifically for encouraging me to include some positive affirmations on the podcast. I'm not great at writing like meditation type scripts or relaxation type scripts or affirmation type scripts. But I love the idea of me reading some positive affirmations on the podcast. So I'll make a deal with you. If you want to write and send me a positive affirmation script, then I will read it as a future fade out. And that's true for anyone else who is interested in hearing me read a positive affirmation script in a future fade out. So I love the idea. And hopefully we'll be having that in a soon to be heard fade out. The next survey response was from Claudette, and her feedback about the podcast was one word: love. And her relaxation tip to you was one word: movie. Claudette, thanks for completing the survey. I wonder if there is a specific movie that you tend to watch for relaxation, or maybe it's just any movie helps you to fall asleep or distract your mind. I would love to see someone create a movie filled with ASMR triggers for the purpose of relaxation. So, a movie with lots of whispering, soft voices, maybe some focused attention situations, like hairdressers and clinicians, and then paper crinkling and plastic crinkling and gentle tapping, but all woven into like a plot-driven movie that doesn't have any abrupt sounds in it. I would watch that movie over and over. Someday, it might be that. And the last of the new survey responses is from Rich. And here's what he shared about feedback about the podcast. I just think that it is a really good podcast to turn to when I'm really having trouble sleeping. You have a very calm manner and also manage to make the whole experience very relaxing, even when it's been a stressful day. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Also, have you considered YouTube? And Rich had a relaxation tip for you. Guided meditations work like you are walking in a forest, etc. Rich, I have thought about YouTube, and some other listeners have also suggested it. So I do think it's a great idea. The biggest barrier for me right now is time. So I want to do it, and it's on a list of things to do. But I know it's not going to happen in the very near future. But I hope someday. But there is something in the very near future which will be good news to you. A guided meditation in tonight's fade out. So you can look forward to that a lot sooner than when I finally get around to making some videos. Thank you to everyone who has completed a survey so far. If anyone else is interested in completing the survey, there's a link in the show notes of this episode and on the website. On to the tuck-in and the fade-out. Tonight's fade out is a guided relaxation / meditation from Jadium, and my gratitude to Jadium for taking the time to write another relaxation script. I know it takes time and effort, and I deeply appreciate you doing this for me and for the listeners. And if anyone else is also interested in writing guided relaxations or guided meditations or positive affirmation scripts, then just let me know. The more scripts I receive, then the more I will incorporate into the podcast. Now it's time for the tuck-in, and then we'll go right into the fade-out. If your lights are on, go ahead and turn them off right now. If you have a mobile device, and the screen is on, turn the screen off and set the device aside. Adjust your pillows just the way you like them. Adjust your covers and your sheets just the way you like them. Go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can try lying on your side or lying on your back. Or maybe lying on your front. Whichever position is the most comfortable for you. Next, relax the muscles in your legs. Relax the muscles in your arms. Relax the muscles in your shoulders. Allow your entire body to melt into your bed. Now focus your mind on one good thought from today. Something good that happened to you. Or something good someone did for you. Or something good you did for someone else. This will be the happy thought you will focus on if you find your mind wandering during the fade out. Finally, allow your entire body to fully relax. Focus your mind on that one happy thought. And breathe in and out slowly at a pace that that feels relaxing and comfortable for you. A guided relaxation written by JDM. Take a steady, deep breath in and hold it for a few seconds. Count those seconds as you hold it. 1, 2, 3. Now exhale, but make this a long, slow, gentle exhale. Let the breath flow out of you and wait. Now take another breath. Again, hold it, and then let it out. You're doing this to relax your mind and prepare yourself for resting. Feel as your body slows down and lets go of all of your worries. Let your body relax and continue to take deep breaths. As you rest, imagine that this isn't your bed you're about to sleep in. Imagine that you're traveling on a train in a sleeper car. Think about the hypnotic, repetitive, calming thunk of the train as it speeds along. Sink into your pillow and think of how relaxing and calming it is. Continue to breathe deeply in and out. You should be very sleepy and relaxed now. Don't strain to stay focused. Just let it be easy awareness. Continue with this easy breathing. Forget forget about anything stressful in your life. Let any negative emotions leave and fully feel the peace. Think of the still and silent meditation. You don't have anything urgent or pressing. This is your time to rest. Sometimes your attention may go to your breath, another part of your body, or any other sensation. But remember to let the calmness wash over you. You can always return to this relaxation from everything. Just sink into your bed, calm and relaxed. Allow your stillness take over your entire body and think of nothing but the silence you're experiencing. Think of how that silence, that stillness, is everywhere. You can easily come back to your relaxation, dropping into it with rhythmic breathing, like a pebble into a lake. Let everything else going on, thoughts, feelings, sensations, the sounds you hear, melt away. Spend some more time experiencing this. Continue to breathe deeply in and out, slow and easy. There is no need to stress about anything. Focus only on the words you are hearing, letting everything else limp and fall asleep. hope you are deeply relaxed. Or even better, deeply asleep. Good night. Sleep well.